You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Have you experienced how masks can be powerful and more than a little dangerous? With a mask, we can become what we pretend to be, a make-believe actor in a make-believe world, pretending to be who we want people to think we are, saying one thing while thinking something else, or acting like you're listening when you don't hear a word that's being said, or pretending to be intact when inside you feel crushed. Are any of those skills that you've mastered as you've gotten older? I trust the theme of this guided audio meditation from Mark 11 will offer you much encouragement as you seek to worship God today. Transparent worship, honest praise, and sincere longing. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of transparent reflection for a moment. Consider, what masks might you be wearing? Well, there's no need for them here. Remove any masks or blankets of shame as you're able to. We will be together for about 15 minutes, and I will mind the time. As you settle, just listen and enjoy this responsive prayer from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Just respond softly with, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Respond, Lord, help me with my unbelief. The Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Respond, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Who comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. Respond, Lord, help me with my unbelief. With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Respond, Lord, help me with my unbelief. So pause here now and continue in quiet reflection as God transforms you by the renewing of your mind with meditations of belief. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of prayerful presence with God. Prayer is an intimate moment with the one in the universe that knows you best. No masks, no false pretense. Come now in transparent prayer in the presence of God. In your words, from your heart, and in your time. If they weren't before, just close your eyes and take note of your breathing. Slow, deep, belly breathing. Let your stomach expand and shrink back down with each peaceful breath. Inhale to a count of five if you can. And exhale to a count of five. You may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that rhythm. Inhale slowly through your nose. And as you exhale, think silently about any masks that you wear. Just remove them as you exhale. Name each mask as you remove it with each exhaled breath. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing. Just be free. Be transparent. Be honest. Whisper honesty as you breathe. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of everything in and around you, your world and your body. Just encounter everything. What are you aware of right now? Are you aware of any masks that you're wearing still? Your secret masks. Once again, label each of them as you remove them and lay them at the feet of Jesus. Your mind may wander as you do this, and that's fine. But when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of honestly removing a mask. No judgment here, no condemnation. God is not surprised by the masks you attempt to wear. He sees you. As your mind wanders from His gaze, let that be your reminder to return. Pause here as He sees you for who you are. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Don't study them too closely, just be aware of them for now. But do listen too for a special word gift from the Holy Spirit. One as you listen to Mark chapter 11, verse 24, from the New Living Translation. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for another moment. After pausing, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Well, rest here in the truth of the power of belief, honest belief, feeling convicted and confident of who you are and what you believe in. Be that unmasked person here now. listen once again to a wider perspective from the Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, I tell you, everything you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you your wrongdoing. What did you notice this time or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words soak into you. Let's let your mind drift through the imagery of standing clean before God and before others. No masks. Just imagine everyone seeing you for who you are, everyone knowing what you honestly believe. Be that unmasked person here. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Contemporary English Version. Listen again for words of honesty and transparency. At evening, Jesus and his disciples left the city of Jerusalem. In the morning, walking along the road, they saw the fig tree, shriveled to a dry stick. Peter, remembering what had happened the previous day, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is shriveled up." Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it, and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, "Go jump in the lake." No shuffling or shilly-shallying, and it's as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. And when you assume the posture of prayer, remember that it's not all about asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive, because only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sins. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine walking along with the disciples and Jesus that evening. That morning, you had seen a fig tree pretending to be a fig tree, having leaves but no fruit. Well, during the day, you had seen Jesus throw pretenders from the temple, people having leaves but no fruit. This evening, you see the fig tree again, shriveled up and dead. No more leaves. No more pretending. How do you feel seeing Jesus unmask the pretenders? Jesus revealing hypocrisy. Jesus rewarding honesty. What happened when you saw this? Where did you feel it? How did you feel it? Well, be mindful of those feelings as the Holy Spirit guides you here. as you were present in your imagination walking with the disciples, discern God's presence in your life now, here. Can you relate to those examples of hypocrisy, of only pretending to believe, only pretending to care for others' needs? Are there masks you're hiding behind? Being less than honest with who you are and what you believe? Once again, be mindful of those feelings as the Holy Spirit guides you. As you close your time, return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation, that God rewards honesty. Let the word honesty guide you today. Let that be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray that you remember that everything you pray and ask for, believe that you've received it and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you your wrongdoing. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within you to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or hope or think or imagine. Amen. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments where you feel you are pretending, showing your leaves to the world, but secretly bearing no fruit. Ask God for the courage to remove your mask and let the world see you as he sees you. You might experience some fear or weakness or shame, but in those moments, simply thank God for the reminder that nothing surprises him. He knows of your weakness, yet chose you by his grace to be his child. You might also know someone who's hiding behind their own masks. Surely you do. Someone hiding behind a mask or blanket of shame. Who is it? See them in your mind for a moment. How can you reach out to them and remind them that God loves them as they are? That by Christ's work on the cross, God sees them as pure, perfect, righteous, and holy. No masks needed, only humility and honesty. So when you're ready, step out to encounter God as you truly are today, and stop pretending to be who you know that you aren't.